Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe LaFatta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. LaFatta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verbin moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lafata goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hacker moves to second. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-1 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Pafko scores. Walker moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-1 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Jeffcoat scores. Mock moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Westrum for a passed ball. Mock moves to third. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFatta strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westrum moves to second. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Kirby Higbee. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 2 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mueller moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFatta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a pop-up towards short. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Milne pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hacker. Milne moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Milne moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Webb now pitching. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-3 in the game. Reich bunts towards the mound. Webb catches it and throws to first to double up Verbin. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a line drive towards first. LaFatta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFatta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize pinch hits for Red Webb. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Bierman now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta juggles the ball. That's an error on LaFatta. Pavko moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Pavko moves to third. Walker moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rigney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFatta is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.